Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air with Michael Harrison now, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Each week at this time, he comes through with the stories, the big topics, if you will, the hot hits, people who are being discussed. There's a lot of focus on some things that are obvious and maybe a few things that you missed. Let's find out how complete the list is. Michael, please take it away.
Oh, yeah, there's lots of buzz, lots of talk, lots of concern, lots of financial information and debate and politics and killings and scandals. It's a typical week in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
We have Major League Baseball action at number 10. We have the resumption of the National Football League season at number 9. Thank goodness. Number 8, the tragic death of Amy Winehouse. At number 7, Iran Nukes. At number 6, Representative Wu and his case. Now we have the News Corp scandal at 5. We have the Norway mass killings at 4. We have at number 3, the 2012 presidential race. We have at number 2, the stock market's activity, concern there. And number 1, obviously, huge issue, the debt issue. Among the people, Amy Winehouse is at 10, David Wu is at 4, Rupert Murdoch at 8, 7, did I say 4? David Wu is at 9, Rupert Murdoch at 8, number 7, Anders Behring Breivik, and number 6, Tim Pawlenty, Rick Santorum, Herman Cain, and John Huntsman. At number 5, we have what are perceived to be the front runners, Mitt Romney and Michelle Bachmann, but that's kind of early. Mitch McConnell and Eric Cantor at 4, Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid at 3, John Boehner at number 2, and Barack Obama at number 1, and pretty intense week of conversation.
We often clarify for folks who are listening to this program when you and I are together that this survey provides an overview of what's going on the so-called news talk radio stations, and the talk countdown is about the events that take place and what charges people up. We get a lot of information from a lot of different sources. But I wonder, as you think about the number 5 issue this week, the News Corporation scandal, we get lots of talking points, shall we say, from some of the folks who are on the Fox News channel and the Fox Radio News, which has done extraordinarily well in terms of coverage the last 3 or 4 years. Does that suffer any under this? I mean, certainly people on the other side
Well, first of all, they're worried.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the future of the entire Fox organization is certainly under threat from what happens at the top of the News Corp, you know, empire.
Mm-hmm.
There's talk about it possibly spreading overseas to, you know, across the ocean, across the pond to the United States. They own licenses of radio and television stations. They have major financial commitments. And the people that work for Fox Radio and for Fox Television work for a company that is facing an enormous crisis right now. So they're concerned about their jobs. They're concerned about the future. Now, I'm not saying I have any speculation as to what's going to happen, but their first concern, as anybody's would be if they knew that their company was under siege, so to speak, they'd worry about their own future. In terms of the discussion of it, they don't talk about it as much as the other the other companies do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wonder about that and whether or not we go back to that fair and balanced moniker of theirs and whether the announcers on the air that are using it start choking, even if they believed it was true or somehow or other had a leaning that way. At some point in time, you have to kind of wake up and say, wait a minute, all of this stuff doesn't fit together. And there'll be the diehards who, no matter what, will say, oh, this is the other side trying to get them. But there is extraordinary power held in the hands of this family, and they have influenced tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of people around the world. Remember that James Bond movie when the fellow who was the bad guy, obviously a play on Rupert Murdoch, was trying to control the world and start a war so he could cover it, more people would read his newspapers? We all know that Murdoch has certainly played that card before, Michael.
Well, I'm not going to accuse Murdoch of anything. However, this does reek of something that would make a great movie. But, you know, we've seen movies before about publishing and media moguls who've tried to control the world. Have you ever heard of a little film called Citizen Kane?
Yes, wonderful, wasn't that? Orson Welles and,
about this. You know what it comes down to, in my opinion, Doug? It comes down to that people who go around saying, government is bad and private business is good and blah, 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 blah. The fact is, any large concentration of power, whether it's in the public, the private, or even the religious sector, is dangerous.
And we have all of that, all three of those things we have right now.
Yeah.
There's a Monday morning's first conversation for the Sirius Talk Radio people listening to this. How about power and where it's concentrated? Michael Harrison and his overview of where power is a problem and it's most everywhere where it is.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, let's move one step further to controversy. I think we mention two names, maybe three here, more often than any others. Limbaugh, obviously, because of his impact. Hannity, because of the length of his being on the air, number of stations he has. And Glenn Beck, just because of his references. This week, a lot of controversy, but he's used this reference to Nazis before.
Yeah, I was on CNN this week talking about it. They had a whole big thing about it.
And?
He gets himself into trouble when he compares things to Nazis.
Why'd you say on CNN?
I didn't say much because it was one of those things where they had three talking heads and an anchor, and they crammed it into 3 minutes.
Yep.
So I basically had one sound bite, and I basically blew it off as, like, what the heck are we talking about this for?
Mm-hmm.
Leave it to Glenn Beck to give us something to talk about on a slow news day.
Yeah.
But this is a little bit of a different place. You and I talking about it here is much more appropriate than CNN having this righteous indignation about the fact that Glenn Beck, in the privacy of his own radio show, which is not in any way affiliated with them or even Fox at this point, said something that they think is outrageous. Come on.
Who are they? The management? Yeah. Is that the editorial staff? Is the writer? Is it the anchor? Who is it that thinks?
I think what it comes down to is these news channels have 24 hours, 7 days a week to fill, and they grab whatever they can.
Absolutely.
And Beck makes good copy, because that is not news that Beck said what he said, even though what he said is arguably foolish.
Yes.
Okay? It's foolish.
Who's the first person on the air to have said something foolish? Please raise your hand.
Yeah.
My hand goes up. Your hand, everybody's hand goes up. We are on the air a lot, and we say things sometimes that after we think about them, I wish I hadn't said that. And then there are those who say things that get themselves into real trouble. Beck may or may not have done that over the course of his career, but still everybody knows who he is, and he's selling lots of stuff.
He's a master of self-promotion, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Look, it's all free speech. I'd rather that we allow people like Beck to be out there than to repress them or make it illegal for people to say things that are maybe politically uncomfortable for the masses.
We need fairness.
Right.
All right, Michael Harrison is here. We're talking about the issues of the day, the events of the day, the things that are covered by the talkers' charts. We continue in a moment here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan.
We're here to tell you about the Rent-A-Center clearance event.
Make that Rent-A-Center clearance mania!
Yeah, save up to 50% on select brand name merchandise throughout the store.
We're talking savings in the house, brother!
Oh, brother.
Rental purchase or lease purchase. Save up to 50% compared to non-promotional rent-to-own prices for new merchandise. Offer ends August 20th, 2011, and applies to select new and pre-leased items as marked in store. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
I like my insurance like I like my burrito, with everything rolled into one. Was in a state of craving, amigo, so my agent showed me how it's done. He wrapped up my auto, my home, and my life. The discounts I'm getting are great. Everything good right there on one plate. Get to a better state, State Farm.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
Back we are on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We're going through some of the things, the danger of sticking with the same thing. And I say that about number one this week, the debt, the budget, all the conversation. My God, it's the same thing day in and day out, and has been, Michael, for weeks.
Yeah.
The audience has to be, although you have it as number one, but the audience has to be weary of this. You listen to some people who are onto this, and they just say, there's nothing new. We can't find an angle. It's the same old thing. And that kind of stuff has to do, at least in programmers' minds, worry them a little bit, because the audience does grow weary of things after a while.
Well, there's no question about it. And it's, again, you know, it's materialist content for entertainment or materialist content for, you know, education. Mm-hmm. And somewhere between that is where talk radio, and where all journalism today seems to live. And, it does get, after a while, tedious. The latest wrinkle on it is, what's going to happen if the U.S. defaults? What's it going to mean to you and your personal finances? That's been the latest wrinkle. And, of course, the other one is, the American people are angry at all Congress, left and right, Democrat and Republican.
So why they keep voting for the same people would be my question over and over and over and over.
Then we're getting into the philosophy of, do people get the government they deserve?
Yeah.
Or does government constantly screw people?
All right, let me ask you, we got about a minute left here. In terms of how it has been, at least in political talk radio, the left and the right, and we know we've talked about more and more people are going sort of toward the middle, but is there another group of hosts that's emerging that reflect this sort of Tea Party or a third party movement? And if there is a third party, does that mean we have a whole new sort of sub-spectrum of conversation radio? We have the left, we have the right, we have whatever this new is.
No, I don't think there's a third party. What you're referring to is inner arguments within the Republican Party as to what direction they're going to go to, whether they're going to go the Tea Party way, whether they're going to go the far-right way, whether they're going to go the moderate way. This is a Republican internal debate, and that's what we're seeing.
Yeah. So do you hear hosts on the air taking a different sides, Tea
yes.
Party one side, Boehner
yes.
and the other?
The conservative movement on talk radio in the last year or two, especially the last 6 months, has become fractured and polarized within itself.
Yeah. There it is. As good a view as you can have, anybody who knows anything about talk radio knows that Talkers Magazine is on top of it. And Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Not only is he here, but he's very visible and audible, if you will, and lots of great radio and television programs around the country that are looking into the issues that follow us here in the world of talk radio.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Here.
Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great-tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit SafetyNetSavings.com. That's SafetyNetSavings.com. Visit SafetyNetSavings.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
As you might suspect, if you're just joining us in conversation or listening to the conversation, we're a long way from a deal, but then stranger things have happened. The energy gets put together and something gets done at the last minute. You may or may not have heard that we actually do have enough money. Some analysis has been done. I forget which group has done it, but there is a suggestion that there is plenty of money to pay the bills, even if all this isn't done by August 2nd. We all know we've been scammed before by the news media and politicians telling us something that wasn't true, so what's different here? Joe Scarborough talks to Senator Steny Hoyer, actually Congressman Steny Hoyer, about the need for Congress to stop looking at the perfect solution.
It seems to me that leaders in both the House and the Senate, for once, Democrats and Republicans, are united in the belief that they have to pass a debt ceiling increase. It's just a question of corralling members. Is there a plan on the table right now? Yeah, of course, that's your problem. That's the problem. But you certainly understand a default is not an option. John Boehner, Mitch McConnell, Harry Reid understand that as well. Do we get to a point where Nancy Pelosi understands it, where 5-6 House and Senate leaders, Republicans and Democrats alike, get in a room and work this out?
Joe, we've certainly been trying to do that, and John Boehner, I think, has been trying to do it. I think you mentioned a little earlier, I was listening to your program about the young hothead Republican Reaganites, that you were one of them, you said.
Right.
You recall that Newt Gingrich gave a speech in 1997 when he made a deal with Bill Clinton on a budget, and he talked about the perfectionist caucus. I don't know whether you remember that speech.
He was talking about us. Yeah.
He was talking about the Republicans who wanted perfect. Mitch McConnell just said, perfect's not going to be attainable. We have people with different points of view, different constituencies came to Washington with different premises. We've been trying to work out an agreement for the last 4 or 5 months to solve what is a problem that all of us know needs solution. We cannot default. We cannot put the United States of America for the first time in history in a position where it can't pay its bills. We needed a grand bargain. You indicated that you would have supported one. I would have supported one. Nancy Pelosi would have supported one. Harry Reid and the President of the United States. Very frankly, Eric Cantor said such a deal was not possible because it would have included revenue. I think that's unfortunate. We're now at a spot where, frankly, John Boehner was close to a deal with President Obama that I think we could have supported. It would have been tough on our side. People wouldn't have liked it. It would have been tough on the Republican side. But that's what we were sent here, to do tough things and come to agreement in a democracy, compromise in a democracy. Unfortunately, Mr. Boehner brought that back, and apparently his people would not buy it, would not support it. And so he walked out of that deal. The fact is we're now at a place where he is having a problem getting a majority for the deal that he has put together himself unilaterally. And we know yesterday he was struggling to get the votes and didn't have them. We don't think it's a good deal. But here's the good news. Harry Reid has put on the floor, or is about to put on the floor of the United States Senate, exactly what John Boehner said he wanted. That is about $2.7 trillion, $2.4 to $2.7 trillion in cuts and reductions in spending to mirror a similar increase in the debt limit so that America could pay its bills and we could stabilize the financial prospects of American families. Unfortunately, for whatever reasons, that bill, which reflects exactly what John Boehner asked for and what I think Mitch McConnell was prepared to support, is not yet passed the Senate.
All right. So where are we on this? Sounds like we're in nowhere land. Senate Democrats telling Republicans controlling the House there's no way they'll support a GOP plan to lift the federal debt limit that has come through the House. So what happens now? Welcome to another great fiasco. 28 minutes past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. Your boys heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org. Home of the incredible edible egg.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? 4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. At that price, you don't have to shop around. In fact, you can get your kids a few extra flash drives, which means you won't have to hear,
"Mom, I left it in a computer. I'm just not sure which computer."
Or,
"My flash drive? I lost that, like, the first week of class."
Or our favorite,
"I gave it to my girlfriend. I made her a sweet playlist."
4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. Now it's Staples. That was easy. Valid while supplies last.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Cap and balance. What do you think of that? Many people that listen to radio programs that are right of center like the idea. Are you listening to a station that programs right of center? This program, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, airs on a lot of talk radio stations that have both affiliations, i.e. there are some left of center, some right of center. Political and news talk radio seem to go in either of those two directions, not much in the middle. So where are you? 800-510-8255. Are you sick of it? Here is an excerpt from a program that you'll find interesting if you're tired of all of this. Here's talk people Bruce St. James, Pamela Hughes, and Rob Hunter, who are on the boat with you.
It seems that no matter what side of the political spectrum you are on, no matter how you define yourself, Republican, Democrat, independent, liberal, green, socialist, whatever, communist, everybody seems sick of the debate going on, the arguing going on.
Hear, hear.
And the perception, well, it's not just perception, the reality, that Washington can't get anything done. Can't.
Yeah.
Can't. Not built to get anything done, apparently. And I don't disagree with that as a premise. I saw a timeline the other day that I think is really telling for when you take a look at why are we having the problem with politics we are today. You know, they score every congressman and congresswoman. You get a score as either liberal or conservative. You've heard about these, right?
Yes.
You hear people say, I have a 100 rating on the conservative. You know, I have a 97 rating, right? And it has to do with your votes and whether they fall on what side of the political spectrum. And
okay.
So you get scored. It's like your GPA, okay? When you lay out Congress, the most liberal Republican is more conservative than the most conservative Democrat. There is no overlap. There is nobody in the middle anymore. There are no politicians who could even reach across the aisle because none of them speak the same language as the people on the other side of the aisle. They don't agree on the time of day. They don't agree at all.
It's frustrating because most of us are in the middle.
Right.
Most average Americans, most people listening
don't
right
see
now,
the world with an R and a D next
we're
to their
in
name.
The middle.
Right. Most of the world does not go into the grocery store and go shopping as a Republican or a Democrat. Right? They don't go to work.
I hope not.
And say, well, I'm going to work because Democrat. Now, we don't think like that. Only people in Washington do. And people are just getting sicker and sicker and sicker of this. Why are we getting so sick of this? And why does the media do such a bad job of covering it and cover it like it was a horse race, winners and losers?
Well, I think that part of the reason we get sick of it is because of what you just described. It's partisan gridlock. But I also think the other part is this is a difficult issue that we don't want to come to terms with. Because literally we're talking about the demise of America.
Mm-hmm.
That America is not as powerful as it used to be and probably won't be for a long time.
Yep.
And I think the more we can sweep that under the rug, the better it makes us feel. We just don't want to admit that America's going downhill.
Well, we have a system that rewards politicians for not making hard decisions. We have a system that rewards politicians for kicking the can down the road, for having it blow up on somebody else's watch.
That's about as an astute overview, a clip from a radio program that actually hits the nail on the head. Most of you agree, probably, and are tired of all this, that's what I hear, but yet it's the main focus of discussion on the political talk radio programs. So how is it if we all, well, most of us agree that this whole thing is nonsense and that we're being served poorly by the people who are there, you realize the campaign contributions problem is the reason in the main why we have this problem, because they're not controlled by you. They're controlled by the big money interests that are not going to get any better, certainly in the next round of elections or until we revolt against the system as it exists. Joey, listening in Las Vegas on KNUU. Go ahead, Joey. You're on the countdown.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air, sir.
Okay.
Let's go, sir. What do you have on your mind?
Yeah, well, what I was saying is a politician in Washington got to realize one thing. You just can't have your money going to waste. You got to have control of it. The only thing you control, one magic word is inflation. If they control inflation, they won't need no tax increase, worry about budgets. Because when you set your budget up, if you get inflation, no way nobody control it.
All right, sir. 800-510-8255. Here's talk host Leland Whaley talking to Jennifer Hulsey from the American Grassroots Coalition about their rally in Washington, which is aimed at getting Congress to hold the line.
They're holding a rally called the Hold the Line rally outside the Capitol. Jennifer, tell us what's going on over there.
We're here to let our congressmen and senators know that the American people expect them to hold the line and to not cave. And we don't want any spending. We're tired of spending, and we need some cuts. And, you know, Amy Kramer and I, we organized this rally with many patriots across the country. We did it very quickly, last-minute thing, but Americans want their voices heard, and we want to make sure that they are.
Jennifer, what do you mean when you say hold the line? Define that for me.
Hold the line. You know, overwhelmingly, it's been said the cut, cap, and balance pledge is what Americans have been wanting. You know, there's a percentage out. I can't remember what news organization was talking about it. I think it was 63%. I apologize if I don't have the correct number. But regardless, a lot of Americans want to see that we cut the spending, we cap things, and we balance the budget. We just have to do that. As an American, if I try to balance my checkbook and I can't balance it, well, I can't go out and buy something because I don't have the money. We want them to hold the line, just like we would hold the line if we were, you know, spending our own money. And it's unacceptable if they don't.
So what are y'all doing? Are you having a rally outside the Capitol? Are y'all walking the halls? Are you using the funds? What are you doing today?
Well, we've had a rally out here at the Capitol. We had it with Senators DeMint, Senator Lee, Rand Paul, Congressman Joe Walsh, Steve King. Those are a few that were in the rally with us to let people know that we won't them to hold the line, but also we want people to call, fax, email, post it on Twitter and Facebook that they expect their members to hold the line.
There's a headline today where a leader of the Tea Party, I know there's not a the leader of the Tea Party, but there, some guy was calling for Boehner to step down and be replaced by a Tea Party conservative in the House. Do you support that, or have you heard that talk today out there?
I haven't heard that. You know, I can't make those decisions for the Congress. You know, that's their decision to do. All I can say is, you know, Congressman Boehner has that decision right now to help us hold the line, and we want to encourage him to do that. He has that position, and he is the one standing there for us, and we want to encourage him in every way to do that. You know, I think he's a great patriot, and we want to encourage him to continue to hold the line. Don't cave. We're still here, and we're still watching. Don't cave.
The word patriot being used here advisedly like somebody who doesn't agree with them isn't. That's what I object to about some in the Tea Party. The third party really is the Tea Party, and they have drawn the line. Most of us, in terms of fiscal conservatism, are in agreement with them, but some of the other parts of their philosophy are anathema. So how do we wrap up this discussion today? By listening to a clip from our Countdown affiliate, WHBY in Appleton, Wisconsin. Host Robbie Johnson talks to Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin about the cut cap and balance bill.
Explain that bill.
Sure. This is one I co-sponsored in the Senate. I worked really hard for the last couple months working with House members, including Congressman Reed Ribbles, taking a real lead here. And to pass this piece of legislation, and it does what it says it's going to do. It actually cuts spending the first year. You know, real cuts, not the smoke and mirror stuff. Not draconian cuts, about 2% of the budget. We'll see where the House comes in terms of the number they set, but a real cut. Then it caps the growth in spending. All the time you're talking about, you know, you hear that we're going to cut $6 trillion. We're not cutting spending. We're cutting the growth in spending. Now, President Obama's budget would have taken our budget from $3.7 trillion up to about $5.7 trillion. But the House budget goes from about 3.5 to about 4.7. That's what we're talking. We're talking about reducing the rate of growth so we don't bankrupt this nation. That's the statutory caps. You put those in place, you can either do it with higher dollars, or we can do it as a percentage of our economy, percentage of GDP. That's the cap portion. The balance portion actually would give the president his request. We'd increase the debt ceiling, but only when the House and the Senate both pass a constitutional amendment that would limit the size of government and balance the budget. Basically, what we're saying is, hey, Mr. President, we'll give you that increase in the debt ceiling you're requesting. We're just asking you to let the American people decide if they want a constitutional limit to the size of government, if they want to enshrine in the Constitution the requirement to balance our budget over time. I think that's a pretty reasonable request. And I think now that we've gotten away from these negotiations because they were going nowhere because the president simply wasn't serious about them, but I'm hoping the House passes this next week and the American people will focus on this very common sense solution to the problem. There's nothing complicated about it, really. You know, again, the prioritizing spending is going to be hard, but setting the numbers to prevent the bankrupting of America is a pretty simple process. It should be pretty easy. And I think when we talk about that, when the American people see what we're proposing, I'm hoping they will let their voices be heard and they'll start putting pressure on the Democrats in the Senate and on this president to say, come on, be reasonable. They're giving you an increase in the debt ceiling. Just put a straitjacket on Washington.
An idea. 800-510-8255. Okay, so John Boehner is trying to crack the whip. Get your butts in line, he demanded at a closed-door meeting of the House Republican Conference earlier this week. I can't do this job unless you're behind me. Are you behind him? How far behind him? 800-510-8255. Okay, enough on this. The presidential race is up next here on The Countdown.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? 4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. At that price, you don't have to shop around. In fact, you can get your kids a few extra flash drives, which means you won't have to hear,
Mom, I left it in a computer. I'm just not sure which computer.
Or,
my flash drive? I lost that, like, the first week of class.
Or our favorite,
I gave it to my girlfriend. I made her a sweet playlist.
4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. Now it's Staples. That was easy. Valid while supplies last.
looking for Everybody Loves Raymond in primetime?
Damn straight.
Then go to TV Land for back-to-back episodes of Everybody Loves Raymond every night at 9, 8 central.
What are you talking about?
It's simple. TV Land is cable TV's exclusive primetime home of Everybody Loves Raymond. So tune in to TV Land every night after dinner.
Kendall, what are you having?
We're having a big bowl of Get Out of My House, old man.
Laugh more tonight and every night with back-to-back episodes of Everybody Loves Raymond. Every night at 9, 8 central. Only on TV Land.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PNG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we have everyday low prices on the parts and accessories you need to keep your vehicle at its best. Our guaranteed low prices ensure you're always getting our best deal. In fact, we'll match any local auto parts store's price on any like item. We have the parts you need at prices you can be sure of. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday!
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Damn.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
The presidential race up next here on The Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing talk host Robert Rees, who here focuses on the differences between a quote-unquote true conservative and a quote-unquote electable conservative.
Are you still looking for a true conservative for the GOP race? You know, as I'm out and about with people, I talk to a lot of individuals, and that is seems like that is the overall theme I'm receiving from people, is that they're still looking for a, quote, true conservative to enter into the GOP race. You know, I'm a guy who I've said often I support. I like Herman Cain a lot, even though he probably doesn't have a chance to win, and even though I strongly disagree with him on his Islamic stance, it doesn't matter. I like him in so many other ways. You can't agree with somebody on everything. I like Tim Pawlenty. I like Rick Santorum. I'm still trying to learn more about Michelle Bachmann. I had an interesting, we had a caller. He called one time because I was ripping on Mitt Romney, and he said, look, sometimes the election isn't always about electing the most conservative individual, but the most electable conservative in the race. And to him, he looked at Mitt Romney as being the most electable conservative. And then I was about to rebuttal that and be like, oh, that just means you could be voting for a rhino, you know. But then he pointed out Ronald Reagan, when he ran and won, he wasn't the most conservative Republican in the race, but he was the most electable conservative in the race. And then look what happened. He was one of the better presidents we've had in a long, long time. I don't think any of us I think most of us would love to have a Ronald Reagan back in office, so much less wouldn't complain about it. We would love it. And so, not that I'm saying Mitt Romney is Ronald Reagan. I don't think the listener was saying that either. I think he was bringing up a point that you just – That's a better line to get. You'd rather have an electable conservative. And look, I don't think... Now, some people are out there saying, calling Mitt Romney a rhino. Now, I don't think Mitt Romney's a rhino. John McCain is a rhino. Giuliani was a rhino. I always thought Mitt Romney is a conservative. I do think he's a conservative. I just think he's weak on a couple of issues, and those issues are pretty big to me, which are mandates. So for a lot of individuals I talk to, they're still looking for another conservative. That's why there was this talk about Trump, Donald Trump, when he first was entering the race, which, come on, Donald Trump? No. Talk about rhino. That's why there's all this talk now about Rick Perry, that everybody wants Rick Perry to enter the race. It's because they feel like he's a true conservative.
Rick Perry would be a disaster. And what is a true conservative? What even is the meaning of the word conservative? A discussion point coming up here on The Countdown.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on The Countdown. He has a website that certainly is very helpful. A lot of people go to stevelaw.net to get advice about things that they're encountering in their lives every day. He has great thoughts about all kinds of things each week on our countdown. And the Representative Wu case I've found. I said a new law office could be Wiener and Wu.
They certainly could keep lawyers busy for a long time.
Oh, my God, these guys are so clueless. How does this stuff happen day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, and these guys just don't get it. What in the world is the matter with this guy?
You know, what's kind of interesting here is you look at a number of politicians who you probably wouldn't take a second look at, and you see about how many times they're involved in particularly sexual escapades and, frankly, crimes. And you kind of wonder if aphrodisiac being the power, if they take this power and abuse it, people who never were able to get a girl any other way.
Yeah.
My question with Wu is, okay, so first, I didn't do anything illegal. Now, for the sake of my family, I'm resigning. And previous to that, previous charges were because I was having marital difficulties. Somehow that makes someone go out and perform criminal acts. This is turning into more than a he said, she said, and if so, it's not just resigning from Congress, it's a matter of a crime, and I'd like to see if law enforcement is going to continue with this.
All right, so how does it compare to the Wiener case, the other most recent, other than they're both Democrats this time?
This kind of stuff is an equal opportunity employer. The big thing here, no puns intended, compared
nice
to
job,
Wiener,
Steve.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah. Is Wiener didn't have any personal contact with someone. If he did anything illegal, it was something in
using his office or something.
Yeah. But we're talking about some real possible serious sexual crimes here when it comes to Wu. This is not something that should be just, okay, you can resign. This was a woman who felt pressured because of his position in office, and then it was a he said, she said not to bring charges at one time. But now this definitely warrants investigation, and it's a serious matter.
Yep. All right, so let's move now, speaking of serious matters, to this scandal, the News Corporation, and how it washes back here. Among other things, Piers Morgan, the television host, seems to be someone that's being scrutinized. But aren't all of these, whether it's Fox or Wall Street Journal, all of the News Corporation properties going to get examined? I saw Eric Holder getting in on the act.
Yeah, well, it is something that the Attorney General should be looking at. And we do have some very, very important laws in this country as far as protecting privacy. And, the press has a very, very important role to play, but they have to do it in a legal fashion. And so certainly what's going on in Britain and their investigation is appropriate, and it absolutely is appropriate for Holder to be looking at that here. And it goes back to the not just, and it's kind of like looking at Enron, not just who knew about it, but who should have known about it within these companies.
Yep, right. Okay. Then the mass killings in Norway. This fellow, I'm looking at the jail. There's a press release, but there's a story today out in Norway about the kind of jails they have over there for even the most hardened criminals.
Flat screen TVs.
Well, they got murals all over the place, that kind of stuff. But one wonders, you see somebody involved in this sort of thing, there has to be some truth to him being insane when you pull off something like this. So then what happens?
Yeah, essentially with the insanity laws, he would be put into some sort of an institution until he was sane, at which point he could be released. I mean, it's even theoretically possible for him to go away for a short period. They say, okay, he's okay now, and he could get out. In addition, the maximum sentence that I've heard in Norway is only 21 years, and if they ran these concurrently, this is a guy who could be out after 70-something murders in 21 years. He'd be in his 50s. So it's a system where, we don't want to punish the mentally ill, but there still is responsibility for the act, and that's something that we're all struggling with when it comes to the criminal laws.
Amazing. That's the number four story this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our attorney. Check out his website, stevelaw.net, for lots of information about a lot of different cases and things that you ought to look out for in these treacherous times. Steve and Doug on the Countdown.